Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. A show today we've never really had anything like this yet. In our 18 months of doing the podcast, I told this gentleman, I said, you know, when we do our podcast, I'm going to build it up, and I want you to come on and talk about, you know, sports injuries and concussions and, you know, back injuries and knee injuries, you know, everything. And I'm proud to say that we have that gentleman on our show today, Dr. Kelly Ryder, who is a licensed doctor, chiropractor, and specializes in concussions and everything, really. But, Kelly, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
So we've never had anybody on, any you know, concussion doctor, anything about that. I'm really excited about – I've had you on a TV show when we had our TV show. Yep. And you came on a few times on the TV show. But tell everybody – I mean, I want to mention this in the beginning. You know, you're on Perkins Road, 6555 Perkins Road. And if they don't know where that's at, it's not far from the Pennington Center across.
Across the street.
Catacorner. And that's where you practice and have been there for a long time. Came back from Dallas, Texas. I've had lunch with you a couple times. You told me your story, which is, I think, fascinating. But tell everybody. Yeah. Kelly, the story that I already know, but, you know, you're from Louisiana.
Yeah.
You spent some years out of state learning your craft, and, you know, you had several Dallas Cowboy clients when you were in Dallas, which I thought was pretty cool. A lot of these guys, I know them or know of them. And right. Cincinnati Bengals, I know you were working with them at one time, flying in, helping them with the team. But tell everybody about you, a little bit about you, because I know your story already, but, you know, you spent some time all over the country.
Yeah, so graduated chiropractic school in 2005, started working almost instantaneously with players from the NFL. Many Dallas Cowboys started out, word started spreading, and developed a clientele that most people dream of, treating high-end athletes and recovering them. So, spent 12 years in Dallas practicing and decided, you know, I'd seen enough of the bright lights and I wanted to come back home and give back to my state. Because what I found was that there was always a gap of medical professionals that were young, were energetic, and was on cutting edge. And those guys would end up leaving to go to bigger towns. Yeah. Well, I kind of did the opposite. I had made my name in Dallas and did very well with my practice, sold it, and then moved down here 7 years ago to, you know, with one prime purpose was to get back to my people, as I like to say, to the state of Louisiana, and being young and being able to give back to the community and in ways that most people don't ever get to experience. So I just wanted to fulfill my prophecy of giving back. So
we're going to talk about concussions in the show. We're going to talk about your non-invasive pain relief method that you have, your lumbar, cervical disc injuries, concussion management. You know, all that good stuff. We're going to educate a lot of mom and dads that, you know, potentially probably going to be able to call you and say, look, help me. And we'll talk about that later in the show. Before we take a break and have more Kelly Ryder, I want to introduce a new sponsor to our podcast. I'm really pumped up. Medin's Collision Center. Great people. Family owned on 5275 Kincaid Avenue is their address. 5275 Kincaid Avenue. Their number to call is 225-357-7983. And that's Medin's Collision Center. Incredible people. I'm proud to say they're a part of our show as we get a little further into the week, and maybe next week we're going to have some promotions with them, and we'll be bringing them on. Chris Medin, the owner, and Dominica, the also his wife, great people. Their son Jesse Medin, they run their company. It's been open since the 60s. Isn't that crazy, Kelly? Since the 60s. Anybody that's got a company since the 60s, I respect you and what out of them.
Oh yeah, because in today's times it's hard to keep something going from the 60s. So that's awesome.
Yeah, family owned, love them. They, you know, do paint, you know, body shop. You know, if you get in a wreck or anything you can think of, to repair cars and trucks, Medin's Collision Center. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about whatever Kelly wants to start with, but we can start with concussions first or any of the different methods that he uses that is really incredible. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Dr. Kelly Ryder will be right back with you.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Dr. Kelly Ryder out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's on Perkins Road, 6555. A lot of fives, which is easy to remember, Kelly.
Exactly.
Marketing genius. Kelly, let's talk about what do you want to talk about first to educate the athletes out there, mom and dads? I mean, we could go into concussions. Do you want to go into some of these other?
I think the concussion is the biggest one, just because it's a hot topic right now. And, I like to tell people, I was talking about concussions in 2005 and 2006 when concussions wasn't cool. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, we have to educate and make awareness of what concussions do long term, if not corrected in the most correct manner, right? So always tell people, you know, brain health leads to mental health. And there was a publication that just came out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine that talked about this, talking about the it looks like and mimics mental health, but it's actually brain health and concussion-related signs and symptoms. So I thought it was kind of interesting how, you know, the British Journal of Medicine was a little bit more cutting edge than ours in the United States. So I think the biggest thing that you have to remember in concussions, you don't have to be knocked out to have a concussion. You don't have to hit your head to have a concussion. Whiplash is, you know, the acceleration, deceleration of the head or a rotational component can cause that. If your child's, you know, having one of the 23 signs and symptoms of concussion, from headaches to nausea to vomiting, balance problems, dizziness, you know, lightheadedness, fatigue, trouble sleeping, you know, sensitive to light and noise, you find your child becoming more irritable than normal. Dealing with bouts of sadness and depression, you know, anxiousness, they're feeling like they're in a fog, then we probably need to look at these children in a little different light and start going down that concussion road.
Some great signs to give people advice, signs to look for. Some of those I had no clue, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
And I know some mom and dads are listening going, wow, you know, I didn't know that was a sign, but I'm glad that Dr. Ryder mentioned that. But also mentioned, Kelly, over the years, you've been really well-respected to where you've actually, you know, fought for a lot of these guys that finish their NFL career when they go to court so they can get compensated, you know. And it's not that you're a sports fan. First of all, I want to say that straight up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're a big football fan. And
absolutely.
You're there just to help these people that – you know, need help, and you go to court with some of them to help them to say, look, this is legit. This is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've won 167 cases of 167 cases with and for these guys. And so, you know, I always tell people, you know, if you get hurt on a job, you have workman's compensation and they try to take care of you, you know. In the NFL, people kind of look at this as not workman's compensation. They're playing a game, but that's actually their job.
Yeah.
And if you took a head injury on the job, you would want your employer to take care of you. And this is effectively what the NFL had not been doing for a long time. And so building these cases for their state disability, it was very interesting working with all these players to show that, you know, how they could not escape this, and they had to take their responsibility for what their responsibility was and how they were mismanaged and misdiagnosed the entire time they were in the league. You know, it would be no different than if a child would take a injury and they got mismanaged and misdiagnosed. Typically parents are not very happy about that. And so we have to take concussions and brain health the same exact way. We want to make sure that they get the right care and doing the things that are the least invasive that gets the kids to return to learn and then return to play. Right. So we got to get them back in the classroom and then we can get them back on the field.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you what rehabilitation science means to you so people can understand that. And also, I love your term. You say this a lot, from the pros to the Joes, you treat.
Yep.
Yeah, so the regular guy to the pro athletes, college athletes, high school, junior high, you name it. We'll be back with more Dr. Kelly Ryder in just a minute. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Dr. Kelly Ryder out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Perkins Road. You can go over there and see him. Call, obviously set up an appointment at 6555 Suite 200 on Perkins Road, not far from the Pennington Center across, kind of corner across the street. Dr. Kelly Ryder, you know, what does this mean to you, rehabilitation science, for the, you know, someone trying to understand what that means?
So for the layman, what I tell about rehabilitation science, we have to take a pathological diagnosis, an impairment diagnosis. So can you or can't you? And then we have to figure out your functional limitations, right? And so we have to then base your recovery program based upon actual physical science. It's not people's opinions. We leave that out. Right. I tell people that my ego has been checked a long time ago and that, you know, I treat you no different than I do a multi-million dollar athlete or one of my special forces technical athletes that I work with. And that, you know, I've got to get you doing your job at 100% every single time. And if I can't do that, then I need to find you somebody who can.
Yeah.
But we're going to base it upon science and the best ways to get that inflammation out, the best ways to get blood flow back in, the best way to get oxygen to that tissue, the best way to make your body do what it needs to do as fast as possible, but most importantly, safe as possible.
I want to mention this. I actually got this off your website. More than 1.5 million people experience a traumatic brain injury each year in the United States.
Yeah, and the crazy part is that's the ones that are reported. So what I always tell people, you can actually double that and some cases even triple that case because there's people that take car accidents that say, oh, I'm fine. Right. And then a year and a half later, they start developing signs and symptoms of post-concussion syndrome. And they have already settled their cases out, not realizing that they're actually suffering from post-concussion syndrome.
Interesting.
So you got to remember those numbers are the ones that are actually being reported.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So there's a whole plethora of people that have never even reported signs or symptoms.
Yeah, it could be triple, quadruple that easily instead of 1.5.
Easily. Right.
Dr. Ryder, again, you're a sports fan. You're a big football fan. I've talked sports with you. You love baseball and football and, you know, all kinds of sports. You're from Louisiana. I want to mention this. When the movie came out with Mike Webster, who passed away, the former Pittsburgh Steelers, my team, I'm a Steelers fan. Mike Webster played, I think, too long, 17, 18 years as a center.
Right.
People freaked out, you know, after that movie. And what I'm trying to say is I was grateful for the movie, even for myself, but it got to where it kind of made some people thought it was just a football thing. And I want you to be able to tell people this is every sport. This is just, like you said, you could fall off a horse, you know, and
yeah, you can. So. I mean, this is why they stopped a lot of the soccer, you know, the kids playing soccer and heading balls, right? I mean, your head can only take so much impact before, you know, you have what they call an allostatic load of stress to your brain that you can put on there. And if you know, whether you're a combat guy who takes too many bombs close to you versus, you know, somebody who's gotten too many car accidents, somebody's taking too many sports hits, right? And sports hits meaning, you know, soccer, it could be football, it could be wrestling, it could be whatever it may be. whatever hits to the head, you have what they call an allostatic load. In other words, your bucket only holds so much, right? Mm-hmm. And when that bucket reaches its maximum capacity, you know, you're going to start having problems. And so my big thing is that I always tell people brain health is so important because it looks like it mimics mental health. And what I get to see is those cases like what they showed in that movie Concussion, where, you know, I've got an agent or I got a police department calling me going, is this person really crazy or did they have post-concussion syndrome or they're just going on a mad streak? And it's like, No, these people are suffering, you know? So there's some glamorous sides to sports, but then there's some sides to sports that, you know, most people don't get to see or hear about. And that's what I'm trying to prevent, is trying to help as many people as I can understand that brain health is mental health. Yeah. And so, you know, it's super important.
Yeah, even cheerleaders have concussions.
One of the worst concussions I've seen in my life was actually a cheerleader who got dropped from a cheerleading accident. And she started developing seizure-like activity. And the kids told her she was faking. I mean, it was a horrible incident in Dallas. But at the end of the day, this kid had never hit the ground. And she was just whiplashed severely. So kind of interesting.
Take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Dr. Kelly Ryder out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I want Kelly to think about your alma mater when you come back. I want you to promote your old high school in Louisiana. You were, back in the day, really good in track, like me. I was a good track guy back in the day. You got some awards in cross country and track and field. I didn't do cross country. I didn't have the endurance to do those 7-8 miles, Kelly. I couldn't do that. But I was pretty good in 100 and 200 and the relays. So we have that in common. We're going to come back, talk more with Dr. Ryder so he can brag about his alma mater, which is not far from Lafayette, Louisiana. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Dr. Kelly Ryder on Perkins Road in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 6555. Easy to remember. And be sure to, you know, call him for an appointment. And if you're having problems or you need some great advice, you know, concussions or any sports injuries, anything. You don't have to be an athlete, just a person to call Dr. Kelly Ryder. Your background, track. I didn't know this, even though I knew you 4 or 5 years ago talking to you, but I didn't know that you were pretty good in track. I pulled that up this morning. I'm like, man, Kelly was pretty good in track.
Yeah, we ran a few laps around there, done a few things. Went to Abbeville High School, was, you know, decorated, as you said, and then signed a scholarship to run at Nicholls State University, where I ran, and then had a great time. And as I tell people, you know, my back has taken a beating from running, so I'm kind of like the hair club for men, right?
All right. Knees, all that.
Yeah, knees, backs, ankles, everything. So, I ran. And then I ran in Sydney, Australia with the Team USA guys, with City to Surf Race, and then national champion. I forgot which group or organization it was. Oh, man, you're making me remember too early.
I got to ask you this. I got to ask you this, man. When you were running in Australia, did you have like a crocodile chase you, man, from the street? Or
no, it was.
those crocs are everywhere in Australia, man.
It's pretty interesting. It was called the City to Surf Race. It was a 15K from downtown Sydney to Bondi Beach. And so as you were coming into the finish line, you could see this beautiful beach. It's the most amazing thing ever. So,
I was watching, I don't know, Discovery Channel one week, Kelly, and I, every now and then I'll just watch something I think is not just kind of dumb, but to me it's interesting, you know. But one guy was jogging the beach and a croc comes out of the water. Oh my goodness, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, thank goodness Louisiana, I mean, it's kind of not as bad as that, but we're talking about 20 foot crocodile, 20 feet long,
some big old boys,
like 100 years old. You know, you're going
to dinosaurs.
Are you surfing and this big croc comes up? Like, whoa. What's that? But we'll take one more break. When we come back, we're going to bring Dr. Ryder back, talk some sports. We'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I want to get his take on the NFL draft. I know I'm putting him on the spot, but they had a good draft. Michael Parsons, their first-round pick from Penn State, I'm very high on him. The Saints, not big on their draft, Kelly. We'll talk about that. And then LSU football for 2021. LSU needs to come back strong. Had a horrible year, had a phenomenal year the year before, and maybe they can bounce back. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Dr. Kelly Ryder in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 6555 Perkins Road. Kelly, you know, sports, the Saints, start with them. Breeze retires. What's your thoughts? Drew's gone. Reality's setting in. People say Jameis Winston, Hill. I mean, they drafted this quarterback, Ian Book, from Notre Dame. But, man, it's not going to be the same the first year.
No, it's going to be – you can probably expect 2 to 3 years before we see some, as I say, return of the Saints. It's going to be an interesting learning curve for all three of those quarterbacks to be put into that situation to come in there and pick up where Drew left off. You know, it's just a big time learning curve.
You know what I'm scared for the Saints is that Michael Thomas and Kamara, you know, they weren't going to leave with Drew on the team. They knew as long as Drew was around, you know, they believed in him. But now at free agency, I mean, if the Saints have a bad year coming up, maybe would Michael Thomas say, I want out of here because it's not going to get better? Or Kamara says, I want out of here? I mean, that's a whole new mindset. You know, no one left the Saints under Drew. Like, nobody that they wanted to keep left.
No.
And so this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting really quick.
And you're Dallas Cowboys when you were in Dallas, Texas. Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Is in his 80s, man. He looks good for 80-something years old and running that team and still drafting his own draft picks, I believe. But
absolutely.
Michael Parsons, their first-round pick, Kelly, from Penn State. He's a stud.
Yeah.
And I think –
so he's, you know, he's replacing Sean Lee, which ironically, Sean was a rookie, coming in from Penn State. Penn State produces a ton of great linebackers. And then I got to treat him as a rookie – you know, and then he retired this year. So that kind of gives you my depth of where I've been and what I've been doing. But it's interesting to see it come full circle. Now they're putting in another Penn State linebacker, Michael Parsons. So,
you know, these linebackers from Penn State, I go all the way back. I'm going to pull up some old stuff, Kelly. Jack Ham. Remember Jack Ham with the Steelers?
Yep. Sure do.
The Steel Curtain, Hall of Famer, Penn State.
Yep.
Shane Conlon played for the Buffalo Bills like 14 years, Penn State.
Yep.
Matt Millen. How can we not remember Matt Millen? That guy was crazy. Penn State with the Raiders and was I think the GM of the Detroit Lions at one time.
He was, yep.
And then the Dallas draft, they pick up an ex-LSU DB. This really didn't go over well with LSU fans because they were like, they didn't want him to leave LSU for Kentucky, Kelvin Joseph.
Kelvin Jones is, yep.
Baton Rouge boys from Scotlandville.
Yeah, he's going to do great.
Transferred to Kentucky 1 year,
yep.
Second-round pick. I watched him in high school, phenomenal player. The Saints draft, I did not like the Saints draft, Kelly.
No, that was not very impressive. I don't know what's going on over there.
Ian Book, I do like the quarterback from Notre Dame. I'm not a Notre Dame fan, but he reminded me a lot of Drew Brees. Remember when Drew was at Purdue? He really wasn't a big name at Purdue.
Yeah.
And then he got a big name going to the Chargers, and then he kind of did his craft in New Orleans, really.
Right.
Because they had Ryan Leaf, and then he ended up leaving because of Ryan Leaf, I believe. And then
Yep.
He was going to Miami for the Saban. I think they took Dante Culpepper instead of Drew. Thank you, Miami.
Yeah.
Thank you, Saban. You made one mistake in your life. And then you look at the high school football season, which is our game. That's our wheelhouse.
Yep.
We're putting out our 221 issue in September, 25 years, and we've got another 200 D1 prospects this year, Kelly, in Louisiana. 200.
That's awesome.
So 200 plus, like you said, with the numbers with that we know
and
of
maybe,
right now.
And maybe LSU won't let another Travis Etienne out of the state. Oh. Just maybe.
Oh. Well, I think the ones that really sit with LSU fans is like Peyton Manning, you know, mm-hmm. Eli Manning. You weren't going to get those guys anyway, but they end up being, you know, Hall of Famers. And then you lose Etienne in the first round from Jennings, Louisiana. That stings.
Yep.
And then you lose Devontae Smith, wins the Heisman Trophy at Alabama from A-Meet, Louisiana. That stung.
Yep, from A-Meet. Yep.
I'm talking about LSU fans. I'm happy for the guy, but, I mean, LSU fans.
Yeah.
Are like, man, I wish you'd have went to LSU. You know, LSU's got some diehard fans, but that's a lot of talent.
Right. That left the state.
Two first-rounders from Louisiana, from two small towns.
Yep.
In one draft. And LSU still put one first-rounder in the first round, another Louisiana guy, Jamar Chase from Archbishop Rumble.
Yep.
What do you think of Jamar Chase? I think he's going to have a phenomenal career.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal person. And then I think, you know, he's built different. I think he's going to get out there and shake it up a lot.
Yeah.
And expose some of these guys. So
yeah, it's going to be interesting. And then TJ Finley is transferring from LSU, the guy that can throw it 80 yards from Ponchatoula. He can throw it 80 yards on his knee.
Unbelievable.
I think he fits an offense, though, where you just need time. If you have time, he'll throw for 300 yards every game. But, you know, TJ's going to make up his own decision. But if I was him, I'd go out of the SEC, Kelly, and go to a school where I know I'm going to start, A. And two, you can just have a field day like 7-on-7 or like flag football, and you just dominate with your arm like Houston or Louisville or But there's talk.
Go to a pass-happy school.
Yeah, where you're guaranteed going to start, because if you go to Alabama, Florida, you still got to beat out a couple of really good players. Kelly, before we go, you're a hardworking man. You go back on Monday, and you work late. Your hours are like me, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. plus.
Yeah.
You have no life, but you enjoy what you do, like myself.
I love what I do. Love what I do.
And you
enjoy, love.
You recommend people to get there, you know, basically a little bit about an hour or a half an hour before when they set up an appointment. Saturday, Sunday, you're closed. You got to be closed Saturday. Sunday, you got to rejuice, man. You got to get your energy back.
Yeah, rejuice. I'm Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm closed, and I'm doing paperwork on Mondays. And then Tuesday through Friday, we're there. We put in a good 40 hours plus, and we make things happen.
The number to call is 225-766-9788.
And I do answer my phone.
You're like me.
Yeah.
That's how you keep
you
a business going.
You get to talk
going.
To me.
Yeah, you can talk to the guy. That's cool with you calling for the doctor. Look, I'm going to tell you, it's hard to talk to a doctor when you call an office. You might be the only one I know, Kelly.
I might be, but I keep it old fashioned. I'm like the 1960s. You know what I'm saying? we gotta keep medicine real. And the fact that you know, people need to be able to talk to a doctor and see the doctor. There's no assistance in my office. It's just me and you, and we get to talk about your issues. So we're making it a little bit unique, kind of old fashioned medicine, right?
Before we go, I want to get your prediction for LSU win losses next year in the Saints. But I'm going to say this real quick. I want to reach out and say thanks to John Harvey Toyota for being a sponsor out of Shreveport, Bossier City, and also our new client, Medin's Collision. What a great job they do at Medin's Collision on Kincaid Avenue, 5275 Kincaid Avenue, number 225, phone number 225-357-7983. Great people. All right, before we go, I've got to get your prediction. And this is fun. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to hold us. Well, they'll hold me to it. But What do you think of the LSU 2021 football season? It's a 12-game season.
Yeah.
It can turn into a 15-game season if they win all of them. But what do you think they'll go? Let's just base on a regular season. What do you think is coming?
I think they're gonna beat UCLA. I think they're gonna beat McNeese State, Central Michigan for sure. Mississippi State at Mississippi. I don't know. That could be.
And they got a great quarterback named Rogers, who's phenomenal.
Right. I don't know. That's a toss up. I think we might take an L there.
Stumble.
I think we might stumble there. Auburn in Baton Rouge, we got that one. Kentucky, we got that one. Florida, my game. Tiger Stadium, we're winning that one.
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
On the road. On the road.
On the road.
Tough place.
On the road. Tough place. And it's in the middle of the season, so injuries start piling up.
Yep.
That could be a close one. We're going to call that one a close one. You know, Alabama.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, but LSU plays good at Alabama. They don't play good and bad in
Rams. I know. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm hard on this one. Arkansas, we got. ULM, we got. And Texas A&M, we're going to kill them. We're going to go at those. But I don't know about Ole Miss and Alabama. That's some games that are some two on the road like that.
Yeah.
And injuries late in the season. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, if the game's a day game, I go LSU. If it's a night game, I go Ole Miss.
Yep, there you go. And I'd agree with those.
People are already angry at me right now because they're like, we're losing to Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Well, I say Ole Miss. I didn't say lose, but I'm going with 11-1 if the whole team comes back from here to late August, meaning,
yep.
No surprises on somebody quitting.
No big injuries. No big injuries.
Everybody comes back. This team's 11-1 team. There's only one team that can just say, hey, we can dominate you still, or we can kind of dominate you because of our OD line. That's Alabama. But I think LSU could beat Alabama next year. Their quarterback position's not A.J. McCarron, McElroy, no Tua.
Right.
No Coker.
Spotty.
Yeah, I mean, this young Bryce Young might be ready in a couple of years. But you know what I noticed, Kelly, is that Saban either has a four-year guy at quarterback or he has a special freshman like Tua.
Right.
He doesn't have either this year.
Right.
And he's trying to get a quarterback.
It's going to get interesting.
What if TJ Finley ends up at Alabama? That would be interesting.
Oh, man. That'd be interesting here.
And wins the job.
Absolutely. And wins the job. Another kid left.
You're at LSU 3 months ago, and then you're taking snaps against LSU in 3 months. You're at LSU one day, and, yeah, I mean, you never know. I think he's going to big-time school. I don't think he's going to a second-level SEC team. Mississippi State, they don't need a quarterback. I think Arkansas needs somebody. Florida, I heard, inquired for TJ. Alabama. Yep. And, look, that's why Saban – I think Saban – when does Saban look for a quarterback in May? He never does that.
Right.
Yeah, that's
typically locked and loaded by then.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got a freshman coming in from Houston, Texas, named Jalen Milroy, who's going to be phenomenal, by the way, Kelly. He's a freshman from Katy Tompkins, Katy, Texas.
Yep.
6'2". He looks like Tua – no, excuse me. He looks like Jalen Hurts. Reminds me a lot of Jalen.
Wow.
It's like Nick's trying to clone his players. Which he can do that.
He has a fantastic ability.
Yeah. Any final thoughts about anything you want to mention?
No, I think I'm good, man. I think that I think LSU is going to have a great season, though. I do think that if everything goes the way it needs to go, I think it's going to be fun. New coordinators, got some new blood around there, and wish him nothing but the best.
My dad always told me, coaching, he said, if you got a good quarterback who can move the chains and a good defense, you're going to win a lot of games. They got a good quarterback in Max Johnson and Brennan.
Yep.
I think Max will be the guy eventually, or right at the start possibly. But when you got a quarterback and a defense, which they're going to have those two, they have a chance to win every game. And if they beat Saban in Alabama, they'll be back in the playoffs automatic, maybe even still with 11-1 season.
Yep.
If you still just lose to Bama, you're probably one of the four at the end of the day. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
And Dr. Kelly Ryder's been part of the show now 32 minutes and 53 seconds, man. Went by.
That's right.
Don't hang up. And we're going to promote, I'm going to end the show, go to our website, lafootballmagazine.com, to pre-order your 221 edition. You can get the online version, digital now, that we started last year, and also the hardback copy. We'll have all the Louisiana schools in it, recruiting, all the colleges, all 12 colleges, all 300 high schools, in a recruiting section, all Louisiana first team offense and defense. We do a North Louisiana as well for offense and defense. If you're listening to this from Shreveport, Alexandria, Bossier City, or Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston, Louisiana, we'll see everybody really soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.